This company began making cars in 1903. While Henry Ford made automobiles for the masses, this company was making them for the top-end buyer, and some of the designs are still amazing over a century later. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Perhaps you've not heard of Mitchell bicycles, motorcycles, or cars, but once upon a time, they were a big name in this country.
We kept a bicycles and motorcycle plant until 1906, and then the family wanted to concentrate mainly on the automobile, and they sold the bicycle and motorcycle plant to Western Flyer Wagons Bicycles.
Lewis Miller is a direct descendant with his own Mitchell Museum in Boonville, Missouri, that displays the company's rich heritage.
We got out of the motorcycle and bicycle business in 1906, and I wish that we would have stayed with that because we had more sales in than Harley and Indian and anyone else at that time. We might still have Mitchell motorcycles today. I dream that.
The Mitchell Automobile Company was a competitor with Henry Ford, although Lewis says that Ford had a particular market in mind with his vehicles.
He made a cheaper, mass-produced car that the common person could afford. Our cars were catered to the white-collar worker and had a lot more quality, looks, more brass. They cost a lot more.
Lewis says he wishes his ancestors would have also made a car for the masses. In 1916, changes in the family meant the end was near for Mitchell Automobiles.
My great-great-grandfather died, and his three children didn't want to run a car plant, and they sold everything, the wagon patents and the wagon product to John Deere, and the car plant to New York and Chicago investment firm.
And that firm sold out to the Nash Company in the 1920s. The Mitchell name on cars was gone, but it's not forgotten, with an amazing display from the entire life of the company to be found here. There are some amazing things to see, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.